Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Siege Perilous by E.D. de Birmingham, performed by Angela Daw. XI. Vaternador. Chapter 1. Capture. Osiroe was startled awake to the cold morning air by something very sharp poking her face. She sucked her cheeks in and glanced up, scowling.
"If you move, you die," said the young man at the other end of the spear.
He looked strappy. Probably a well-fed serf by the quality of his boots, which were close to her face. His vaporous breath was backlit by the rising sun. His arms were trembling. Either he was unaccountably frightened of her, or his muscles were fatigued from the weight of the weapon.
"How long have you been standing there?"
she asked without uncurling.
"Been passing the time, have you, waiting for me to wake up?"
"Do you hear her, Ferrer?"
he said to an older fellow behind him, similarly dressed. If the fellow had been holding a knife or threatening with his fist, she'd know how to land him on his arse despite her small size. But she was not used to threats by spear, so she decided to wait the moment out. He clearly had no idea how to use the weapon.
"Yes, Artal,"
said Ferrer as he moved closer, almost absently pushed the spear aside before turning his direction to Osiroe.
"You speak in the dialect of Rome. I've heard that before."
It was a condemnation.
"I'm a native of that city,"
she answered, still curled around her satchel, glancing up.
"I never left its walls until a few months past. Is it a fatal offense in these parts to be from Rome?"
"You're a spy,"
said Artal.
"We're taking you to Toulouse, where the Count will pay a great sum for your capture."
"Sit up,"
said Ferrer. He seemed civil. The younger Artal, she thought, was rather beastly. She uncurled carefully and sat up.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?